Hello?
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Can you please help us out with a quick survey, sir?
What is it?
I promise you, I'm not going to ask you no personal information, and I just want to know your opinion, okay?
Okay.
Okay, great. Now, Mr. Danny, give me 1 second here. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 46 to 40, or 41 and up? Okay. What is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Would that be mason helper or finisher, stone mason, PCC restoration, or bricklayer?
PCC restoration.
Okay, thank you. On the last job that you worked on, sir, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, finisher or helper, or improver, sir?
Journeyman.
Okay. And are you currently working at the trade right now at this moment, sir?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how many weeks have you been unemployed, sir, that is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any? 0 weeks, 1 to 4, 5 to 12, or 21 and up?
Zero.
Thank you. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year, yes or no?
No.
Okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, sir, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, about the same number as there was this time last year, sir? Would that be more construction projects, fewer, or the same?
Fewer.
Okay, and do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same numbers as there was this time last year, sir? More, fewer, or the same?
Fewer.
Okay, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 2 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or any of them? Yes or no?
I don't do union work anymore.
So would that be yes, no, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Thank you. Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thinking about the last job in which you worked, do you know whether it was founded primarily through the federal government, privately, through your state or local government, or you don't know?
Privately.
Thank you. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be more unemployment than now, about the same, or the less unemployment than now, sir?
Probably more.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same, sir?
It'll get worse.
Okay. Thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job, sir? The first one is dust and air quality, COVID-19, fall risk, falling objects, heat and cold, language problems, careless people on the job, or unsafe power tools?
Careless people.
Careless people?
Yes.
Okay, great. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 2 months?
No.
Okay. Please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, okay? The first one is union organizing.
No.
Picketing?
No.
Political canvassing?
No.
Okay. Oh, give me 1 second here. In the last 2 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on, sir? Would that be regularly, occasionally, or never?
Never.
All right. Changing the subject to the world beyond the union, sir, please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from, okay? The first one is local TV news programming.
No, don't get it from there.
Okay, what about print or online newspaper?
More than likely.
Okay, and the second one, the internet or social media?
No.
What about radio?
No.
All right, cable news?
Definitely not.
Okay, thank you, I apologize, sir. And our friends and neighbors?
No.
Okay, and the last one, sir, radio?
No.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following issues matter most to you right now, sir? Would that be healthcare, jobs and the economy, the environment, education, immigration, support for labor unions, or something else?
Immigration.
Okay, thank you. As you might know, the BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis-Bacon Act? Yes, I heard a lot. Yes, heard some about it. Yes, I heard a little bit, or no?
Yes, I heard a lot.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, sir, as you might know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all, sir?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party or the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of Davis-Bacon Act, sir? Would that be Democratic Party, Republican Party, both, or neither?
Both.
As you might know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UA, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stanley's over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, sir? The United Auto Workers, or GM, Ford, or Stanley's?
Neither.
Okay, thank you. And lastly, sir, please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following one. The first one is healthcare. Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay, what about his jobs as the president overall?
Disapprove strongly.
Okay, immigration.
Disapproved strongly.
The economy.
Disapproved strongly.
The last two, sir, foreign affairs.
Disapproved strongly.
And the last one, support for labor unions.
Disapproved strongly.
Thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job, sir? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove, or neither?
I disapprove.
Would that be strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
Okay, we almost finished, sir. I just need 50 seconds more. Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices, sir, in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50, or you're not going to vote?
I will be voting.
So that will be almost certain, probably vote, or 50-50?
Whatever the first one was.
And if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who will you vote for, sir? Joe Biden
Donald
or Donald Trump?
Trump?
Thank you. Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, jobs, opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety? Yes or no?
No.
Turning back to back, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, used, fair, or poor?
Fair.
Thank you. How would you rate the overall effectiveness of the International Union? Excellent, good, use fair, or poor?
Fair.
Now, I just need three more questions, sir. How could the union best improve your representation and services? Can you please tell me on your own words? How could the
have
union
more work.
Have more work. Okay. Ray, and the second one is, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, sir? Can you please tell me?
Don't have a clue.
Don't have a clue. Okay. That's fine, sir. And the last one, what is your preferred way to receive information from union? Mail, email, union meetings, job site, or text message?
Text.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the back, sir? More or four times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Four or more.
Okay. Give me 1 second. I would like to ask you a few questions for generally speaking. Do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or something else?
Something else.
Okay. Do you think of yourself as closer to Democratic Party or the Republican Party, sir, or neither?
Republican.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we have representing everybody, sir, can I please know your race? Are you white, black, African American, Latino, Asian,
white,
or other? All right. And finally, strictly for verification purposes, sir, by my supervisor, can I please have your first name? Your first name is Danny, right? D-A-N-N-Y.
Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Danny. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and have a good night, okay, sir?
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a great night, sir.